Thank you for calling
Hello?
customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code? Can you hear me, sir?
78751.
78751?
Correct.
Give me a moment.
Mm-hmm.
What is your first and last name, sir?
Esteban Cisneros.
Thank you. And what is your shipping address for security purposes?
5400 North Lamar Boulevard, number 1018, Austin, Texas, 78751.
Thank you. So I look at the account for our smart fitness tracker. Two of them, I see here, the order was created back on March 29th, where you pay $5.97 and $4.97. How can I assist you?
I'm wondering why you all are charging me $69.87.
When you placed the order back on March 29th, you were in a 14-day trial period to call in and cancel. If the customer does not call in and cancel, then they get billed the retail price. You can speak, sir.
I said I did cancel.
How did you cancel?
I canceled right away.
How did you cancel?
By phone.
Provide me with your cancellation number, please, because I don't have any records that you cancel.
I said I do not have that.
Okay, I do apologize, sir, about the inconvenience, but in our recorded lines, we do have to provide customers with the cancellation number. You placed the order back on March 29th. Your trial expired on April 28th. On April 29th, we billed you for two of the items that you pay the shipping and handling because nobody gave us a call back in that 14-day trial period. Those charges, unfortunately, do stand valid due to terms and policies that you had to accept when the order went through. If you do not accept the old terms and policies, then the order would have never got sent out to you for the first time for the shipping and handling, sir.
Well, I need to be refunded for these because I have not received anything.
You have not received anything? You never received the initial items?
Nothing at all.
Let me track it down for you, okay? So let's see what USPS is stating. USPS is stating that they delivered the items on April 3rd.
I did not receive anything.
What I could do as a customer courtesy, the items do show that they were delivered to you. I completely understand that you're advising me that they were not. That you did not receive anything, I can apply a 35% credit of the charges that were done, sir.
I don't want anything.
It shows that you already have the items, sir, that you paid the shipping.
I do not have them.
Okay, I could provide you with a tracking number where you could check that information, sir.
Why do I need a tracking number for something that I did not receive? That's you all's problem.
Well, sir,
it
does show it was delivered, and I'm confirming this in our recorded line.
I need to be reimbursed for the $69.87 and the $64.87.
What I could do as a customer courtesy, because I don't know if the terms and policies were overlooked when you were placing the order, I can apply a $50 refund to the charge and reship out the item that you're saying that you did not receive, even though it is showing otherwise in our database.
What is it I was supposed to have received?
So you don't know what you canceled?
Yes, I did. Because
okay,
I had no idea about anything.
You're saying that you called in and canceled, but you don't know what you called in and canceled for? It was for a fitness
when
watch.
When I saw the $495 charge on my card, I called you all to find out what that was for, and I was told that it was for some kind of watch and earbuds or something like that, and I told them that I did not order any of that. So they canceled that.
So are you saying
that
you did not place the order? Are you saying this is fraud?
I didn't place it myself. Yes, it was fraud.
Okay. Then
that's
what
I'm
saying. Do?
I didn't
okay.
even receive the items.
What I'm going to do then, if you're saying it's fraud and you never placed the order, I'm going to transfer you over to the fraud department. Whoever
okay.
placed the order, we will do a penalty or fine towards them with it. Because they never had the authorization to create the order. Would that be okay?
That's fine.
Okay, give me one moment. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one moment. Stay on the line while you get transferred over. Please do not disconnect. Call
mm-hmm.
while you're getting sent over, sir.
All right.